Okay, so as we saw, one of the central factors, or if not the central factor in making something mutter, before we even get to the Maharas Ayin issue, when you're giving a task to a non-Jew before Shabbos, is how do you pay them? Right, you pay them by task, or not. So, right, so we need to figure out exactly, right, how there are different ways of paying. So we got to go through practically the different ways that we can pay. Okay. Now, what's the basic logic, or what's the basic logic between the simplest shot level, the difference between task based payments, right, contract work, and hourly payments?
Well, for our sake, to help you prevent it from going into Shabbat, paying a guy.
No. What is the difference? Why is that a difference? Meaning, if you know he's working on Shabbos, why is it that it makes it better if he is being paid by task?
Task oriented means it's at least for himself.
Correct. Right. That's the difference. Right. That's what Rashi says. Right. The chayim, the coach is lo damim b'didei Torah. Right. Since.
Eraser.
Right. That since.
There's one over there.
Where? Right. Right. Exactly as Yosef says. Like Rashi, the simplest shot is simply that if you pay by hour, he's working for you, and if you pay him by task, he's working
for himself.
Working for himself. Now, there are some who challenge that. Like, why is that the case, right? Why don't you just make the argument that every time someone's being paid, they're working for themselves and not for you, right? They don't really care about you. They care about the money. Maybe we'll come back to that. But let's just start with the simplest one, right? Now, what is the basic logic, I think? Right? What's the basic logic? Right? Why is it that when you're paid by task, it's considered that he's working on his own accord and not for you?
It's, Because when he works on his, when he gets paid by tax, he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. So
correct, right? Meaning, right, exactly. Right. Basically, look, when I give him a task, if I say I need it by Tuesday, so I really don't care. I mean, yes, he's doing it for me, but he's not doing it. I think the simplest way of understanding Rashi is that he is doing it for me, but he's not doing it right now for me. Right, meaning. The problem isn't that he's doing it for the Jew. The problem is that he's doing it on Shabbos because the Jew wanted him to do it on Shabbos. Right? But when you pay by task, and I give him till Tuesday...
He has his own pace to do it.
Correct. If he chooses to do it on Shabbos because, you know, he knows he has a glut of work orders coming in on Sunday or Monday, fine. If he chooses, I give it to him on Wednesday and I want it by Sunday. He chooses to wait till Shabbos because he has a glut of orders that are due on Friday. Again, that's not my fault. Right? It's not my problem. I don't care. Right? He's doing it when he does it for himself. Right? That's what I would have said is the very simplest way of understanding the issue. Now, the Chasam Sofer just notes, and we mentioned this yesterday, so it might as well get it off the table, that halachically, it's not important that every worker involved in the project be a task worker rather than an hourly worker. What's important is that the non-Jew responsible for the fulfillment of this task be paid by task. Right? In English, we call that a contractor. Right? When you hire a contractor, as we said, this is very practical, a halacha. Right? This is what the Chasam Sofer points out. Right? Right, very practical. He says, what happens? Like our contractors, you hire a contractor to build your house, right? Nachum wants his 12th house, so now he hires Luke to build his 12th house, and Nachum, in his extreme wealth, he did it exactly. So you say, look, I'm giving you $3 million to build this house, right?
It's a decent sized house.
Yeah, I want it to have 12 bedrooms and each of those bedrooms, I want to have a master suite off of it, and I want there to be a big playroom in the basement, and I want there to be a swimming pool in the backyard, and I want there to be a private airport. I have no idea, but whatever it is, I'm not sure yet. I want it done by a year from now, right? And then Luke goes and hires all the workers that he hires. That's not a problem, because you're not involved with that, right? You hired Luke. You said, get it done in a year. Do what you want, when you want. Get it done in a year. A subcontractor bids you, right? Where the contractor hires workers for himself. So the Chassam Sofer said, right, again, the point here is that the Jew, when he hires the non-Jew, he's hiring by task. If not, meaning theoretically, if Luke is a really fast worker and can do everything by himself, right, you don't care if he hires workers or not. Right, if he wants to build the whole thing in a year and he can do it without hiring anybody else, gizunt the hate. He won't be able to. But if he's Superman, the contractor, so shine. Right, whatever.
He's saying he's have a lot of imagination built into it.
What?
He's saying he's have a lot of imagination.
Look, he's contractor by day. Superman at night. All it takes is taking off his glasses. Whatever.
Nobody knows his identity when he's wearing glasses.
Yes, that is the... Fine. That is just a... and again, that fits, right? Again, I don't think this is a huge chiddush. It makes a lot of sense, right? If the point is that the Jew can't be responsible to instruct the non-Jew to work for him on Shabbat, so it doesn't matter if the contractor subcontracted. That's not your problem, right? Correct. Okay. The Magen Avraham gives you another practical case, which is, let's say you didn't set a fee, but there are standard fees. So the Chassam Sofer, so the Magen Avraham says, in that case, it is also mutter. So for example, I go to, right, this happens to me all the time, right? I go to the dry cleaner, a Jew, but let's imagine it wasn't, right? Go to the dry cleaner, right? I don't even bother looking at the price. I know I need my suit cleaned. I know I'm not going to a farther right dry cleaner. I give it to him, right? But I didn't actually say, I am paying you $10 for the dry cleaning of my suit.
Cheap dry cleaning.
Whatever, okay? I don't know how much your dry cleaner costs. You're in Modi'in. I'm in Efrat. It's a bit less expensive by me,
Just a bit,
Whatever it might be. I don't know.
It's 80 for a suit.
I don't think it's 80, but whatever it is. Whatever it is. Fine, $20. Okay, I don't know what it is. Okay? So what happens? You don't even bother looking at the price, but there's a standard, right? There's a big sign up there that says, right? Well, I don't know what it is, but whatever the price is, it is. Or there's a standard going rate, right? I mean, there's no sign up, but every dry cleaner in this area, right, in Modi'in charges $20, 80 shekel for your, right, suit. But apparently, that's what you're telling me the price is.
Suits, your Shmuel says pay 160. 80 a suit, I'm guessing.
That's insane.
Whatever. That is really expensive. So Magen Avraham says, again, this makes a lot of sense, right? The Magen Avraham says that's the same as a task payment. I mean, the fact that I didn't say I am paying you by task is irrelevant if there's a standard going rate, and everybody knows, right? Meaning, the point is that in the end of the day, right, it'd be clear that this is a contract.
Right, it's not...
It doesn't matter whether I said, oh, I'm contracting, get out, right? Meaning, the point is, if that's the standard price, right, there's a standard going rate, and it's going to be paid by task...
You're not paying him an hour.
Correct, it doesn't matter that you didn't say, I am paying you contract and not hour, right? The point is that you're paying him contract and not hour.
Also.
Correct, but the point is, in a Hanami, but the point is that you don't have to articulate it if it's understood. That's the Magen Avraham's point, right? That makes sense. Yes, okay, this is all fine. The Rashba adds another point, and he says, this is on page 3. Sheila Shalta Katzatz Amur Beper Kamat Shemban Mao Shani Savur Lo Sov Devar Katzatz Mitchila Shemar Kachak Tein Lachal Ela Kol Shozin Amanat Le. So he says, what happens if you don't set a price, but you also don't pay him by hour, right? Meaning, right, he says, what is the ikker here? Is it that there must be a set price on the task, or is that when you pay him by hour, a price, a problem is created. L'may nafkamina. Right? Meaning someone asked the Rashba a very subtle question. He said, what is the problem? Is it that you actively need to have a set contract price, and that's what makes it mutter, but barring that is usur? Or is it only usur when you pay by hour? L'may nafkamina, or by day. L'may nafkamina. If you say, at the end of the day, we'll work out a fair price. Right? I mean, you're paying him by task.
So if it's by hour.
Right. So if you say that it's only a problem when you actively say, I am paying you by hour, I am paying you by day. So then if you say, look, at the end of the day, we'll come up with a fair price, then it'd be mutter. It
should be okay.
But if you say no, what makes it that it is considered a contract work is that there's a set price, and the guy knows he's working for that, and it doesn't matter how much he works. So then, this would be bad. Why? Because presumably part of the negotiation at the end, when you say you're going to come up with a fair price, is I'm going to take into account how much you worked. Meaning, I'm not paying you by hour, but it is a factor in how much. Right? You understand?
As time goes on, I'm judging you what to pay.
It's a factor into the contract also. That's what I'm saying.
By the way, you should know, open parentheses for a moment, right? There is a deep psychological thing here, which I'm not sure the Rashba. I assume the Rashba had not done research into, but there's been a lot of research into it now, right? Which is that people actually, whether they say it or not, expect to be paying
for an hour.
By hour. Why? Why?
Because that's
so. He said they've done a lot of studies where, if let's say you have a locksmith,
yeah,
right. Right, objectively speaking, a locksmith who's been working for 50 years. He knows what he's doing like that. He comes in, unlocks your door, right, fixes it, 10 minutes in and out. And he charges you $200.
You know that's right? Not for the
hour. Well, no, 1 second. And then you have another guy who's just starting off, so he doesn't know what he's doing, right? So he's there with his manual, right, struggling, and like he tries to, you know, do it, messes up the first time, does it again, right? Takes him an hour and a half, right? He charges you $200, right? Objectively speaking, right? Which of those would you prefer?
The professional.
First guy, Pashut. He's the expert. The reason it's taking him 10 minutes is not because he's not doing a good job, but because he's so good at what he does it quickly, and he has a standard price that he charges, right? But they've done they've done a lot of research that which of them will there be higher customer satisfaction from?
Professional.
The second guy. Why? Because in your head, right, even though when you're sitting here, right, rationally, you're like, if both of them are charging $200, I'd rather the expert come in, do it, and be gone, right, and I pay for the task. Emotionally, right, if you're sitting there watching and one guy comes in and works for 10 minutes and charges you $200, you don't. Oh, you don't feel.
Why the heck? Why are you charging me $200 for 10 minutes?
Correct. Right. Even though rationally you know that he's charging you for 50 years of experience,
right?
And the fact that he didn't mess up, right? Meaning, and they said it is.
It took me 10 minutes. I could do it in my sleep. I could have done it.
Correct. And therefore, they found that people are more likely to give a tip, right, to the guy who bungled it 10 times. And it took him a few hours and finally got it because they'll say, oh, he's schwitzing over it. But it's totally irrational, right? I mean, it's totally irrational. If you're paying by task, correct, right? And therefore, right, I understand what the Shoal is saying, right? I mean, I understand why you would want to say what, right? Even though you're paying by task, right, emotionally we're wired that rationally I should pay more to the person who does it more expertly in less time. Right? And this is why, by the way, right, that...
But also, that's how you know the task is not for them. That's for you.
Correct, but you understand. But this is why, by the way, they've said that some people, if they're smart, what do? They pretend to schwitz. Right? They don't show you their expertise. Because people in a vacuum say they value expertise.
Right.
But in reality...
They value time.
Right? They... Right, people always feel like they should be paying for time. Right now, what's a way of solving that problem?
Fake your expertise.
So one is fake expertise, or do the task when the person's not there. Right, think about a mechanic. drop off your car, come back in 6 hours.
So say it takes you 5 hours.
Because they don't know, right? Say you're charging by task. They don't know if it took you 5 minutes or 5 hours. But you don't see it, right? Right? You say, come in 6 hours. What you never want to do is, right? Look, right? What a mechanic never wants to do is, look, when I first started, this would take me 6 hours. But now I'm such an expert, I can get it done in an hour. Right? What you don't want to do is say, come back in an hour. What you want to say is, come back at the end of the day.
Right, or I'll call you when I'm done.
Right, I'll call you when I'm done, right? And then you finish it, and you don't call them for a few hours because you want them to, right? Because people just have a hard time emotionally processing.
They'll, like, feel bad for the guy. Like, oh, it took you so long. Like, you really put
correct.
It into it.
Right? So you understand, right, what the kasha is here. On the one hand, in a vac, right, if I wanted to ask the Rajma's question.
Research,
no, that's what I'm saying. If I wanted to phrase the Rajma's the Shoel and the Rajma's question from a modern psychology perspective, I would put it this way, right? In a vacuum, Nachum, you said, "Oh, of course, $200 for an hour, $200 for 10 minutes. All I care about is I get into my, that you fix the lock,
right?
Right?
That's another thing. Also, if you fixed your lock, if you fixed the lock that you can't get into your house in a matter of seconds, I think you would change your locks." That means any guy who could pick a lock can probably.
No, he's an expert locksmith.
He's an expert locksmith. No random stomp dude. We see that the guy who's a new guy took him an hour and a half, 2 hours to get it.
Yeah, correct.
Or for the same lock.
I guess it happened a long time back in Georgia too. That my dad, the guy just stuck the screwdriver in and turned it and unlocked the door. He asked him like, "Is it really all that?" Like, also, he said like, "Yeah, your door's very janky when it comes to locks."
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about. But I'm saying like. He can get it. It's not just a bad lock, right? He knows what he's doing. He takes out the whole lock from the door, right? Takes out the whole momish contraption, right? Whatever. Right? It's not like a... Right, so if I wanted to frame the Rajba from a modern psychology perspective, I would say, do you look at it the way we do in a vacuum, right? Which is, really, I'm paying you by task. I don't really care how long it takes you. Or emotionally, no, we sort of do, right? In the back of our heads, we're really...
But a lock on us really care about emotion.
No, because the question here... No, but think about his question. He's saying, if I tell you I'm going to pay you by task at the end, but I know that emotionally, right, you factor in... Right, even when you say you're doing task, right, part of... Right, what you're doing is you're calculating in the back of your mind, right?
Like, oh, you worked for 2 hours? Okay, so I'll give you this much.
Well, emotionally wouldn't factor in Shabbat then.
No, but that's exactly the problem. No, you wouldn't? That's his point, is that if it's just task, if really you can detach yourself and say, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to come up with a fair price for you, and I'm going to come up with a fair price based on the task, that's exactly the Shoel's question, right? The Shoel's question is saying, wait a second, right? Are you at the end of the day, right, if you didn't set a price beforehand, when you set the price later, is that ki'ilu, you're paying him by hour, even though you're paying him by task, right? That's the question. Which the Rashba says, Ibra. Love katzatz mamash kamar umi mistavish katzat ohis naimo shitin los charo. That's what they call sick. I will bestam low. Aval be sheish with that akam shitin lo mashalech omishanech los char vid mazimo. The commission look katzatz lo shenet los char. Ain dat had gum smuka bechach over the Israel kasik. The Rajba says it doesn't work. That's usher. You know why?
To pay afterwards.
To decide a price afterwards. Right. No, you can pay afterwards. Right? Decide why. So he says, so his argument is that, because until the guy, and again, based on what I think we just said psychologically, the Rajah makes a lot of sense. He says, until you know how much you're being paid, psychologically, what are you doing? You're working for the Jew.
Right, that's true. Right?
Correct. Right, exactly. Right, and this is what I said. The guy who, right, the locksmiths who pretend to fumble.
Right, but if you know you're going to pay $200, you're going to be like...
Fine, so
I
you...
can do this in 2 minutes. Like, it'll take me... Like,
correct, and what's worse than having? He'll be annoyed at me.
Yeah.
Right? Big deal, we set it a price.
Still getting $200.
Right, exactly, right? Meaning... And if he says,
a $5 tip. All right, you know.
Correct. And therefore the Rajba says, right? So that's what the Rajba says. Right. And therefore the Rajba says that it's that I know exactly how much I'm making that is necessary to divorce the work that the non-Jew does from the Jew. And again, psychologically it makes a lot of sense.
Place, like It's more with a waiter, but a waiter...
One second. And then he says... Right, so he makes 2 points, right? If you look, right, there's a difference between a worker who's paid globally for the job, which might be permitted, and a worker who's paid per hour and day, which is forbidden, right? And the main criterion is whether the payment was guaranteed, even the exact amount, even if the exact amount of the payment was not determined, as long as the non-Jew was guaranteed payment in advance, non-Jews... No, I'm sorry. No, let me try that again. I got that right. No, I'm sorry. Rajma is the opposite. That's, see, that's what I would have said psychologically, right? No, the Rajma is the opposite. He says what matters is that it's not the amount, is that he's assured payment by the end, right? That he knows that when he's paid, he'll be paid by the end, will be paid by task, right? Because then...
So
that's the thing. He's not really.
He's not taking it to the.
Right. So the Raj. See again. I should put it differently. The Rajma takes the opposite. No, the Rajma says, right, that as long as you say I'm paying you by task at the end, and the guy totally trusts you to pay him at the end. Girl, for sure. Everyone agrees you have to specify tasks.
Right.
My question.
Right, so that's the same as
So my kasha on the Rajba.
That's the same as saying, okay, I'll pay you after the work is done. That's not saying, okay, when we're done, we'll.
But so the Rajba says you don't have to come up with a set amount in advance.
You just say you're paying for the task.
I'm paying for the task at the end. Because the Rajba is saying, at the end of the day, the guy is saying, look, when I finish, I'm working on my own schedule and he's going to pay me at the end.
Right.
Right? My kasha, right, based on this psychological research. Again, I'm not saying this halacha maisa, but I'm saying it's something to think about, right? Is that psychologically, right? This isn't really true. Is that everybody knows until you've said a number?
If you don't specify tests,
again, formally you're being paid by task, but that's my point. Is that psychological research has indicated that even when you say task, right?
Well, that's the same as saying, okay, do this, and I'll pay you at the end.
In a chanami, but when you don't set a price, my point is just that, right? Imagine, go back to our case, right? The locksmith says, look, just pay me at the end for opening your door,
right?
Even though you said you're paying for task, right? You know that if you fumble around and make it seem like it's hard,
you might get a little more.
He'll get more because he'll think the task, even if he's not technically paying you by hour. And that's my kasha, but okay.
Wait, so by this, like, a waiter...
Now,
like,
so one second. So now Shlomo Zalman just says that, look, for the Rajba, what mattered was that the worker felt confident that he was going to get paid. Okay? Now, in the time of the Gemara, usually they would pay people, right? People were, right, they would often pay people in advance because, right, they weren't necessarily trusting that they would pay.
Right, they might not have the money.
But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says nowadays...
people are guaranteed payments.
Guaranteed, yeah, and therefore... Now, again,
I'm not thrilled with that.
Okay, fine. So now, if we take it lehalacha, just look at Shulchan Aruch here. The way it is, right? We'll skip the Rambam, but just go to Shulchan Aruch. Got it? The bottom of 3. Mutar lidin begadav lekoves and yehudiv arot labedan samuch lechashecha im katzos lo damim osotam betovat hanav ushalo yomar laosot b'shabbat v'gam yaseinu yehudim alachab beveto. Right? This should sound familiar to you. You are allowed to give clothes to the laundry mat, right, to the dry cleaner, even immediately before Shabbos, as long as 2 things happen, right? One is that you pay by task, right? And the other is, right, or tovat hanah, right, meaning as a favor, right, whatever, right, meaning, and that you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos.
You don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. So you don't have to say anything.
Right, give it to him Friday, say, I need it Monday, right? I'll pay you $10, give it to me Monday. Zeu, right, that is.
You need it Matzei
Shabbos. Now, there is, good, so that's the next point. The next question in Poskim is, okay, what if I don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but it will be?
Right, like you say you need it once on Shabbos, you could do it like in...
Good, so that is section 3 here. Good, we're following it very logically, right? This is a discussion that we showed them. So the Sefer HaTruma writes, Davar Shem Oseh Me'elav Mutar, just follow along with me.
Yeah.
Davar shoseh sheim oseh me'alav mutar ve'ein gufo nehenem miyad b'davar ha'matirim ha'shemesh ha'in shagon zem alacha me'alav aval eino mutar lomar lo lasoto b'shabbat. Right, so the Sefer HaTruma writes, right, that you aren't allowed to verbalize do it on Shabbos. Okay?
But you could, like, say, here, have
this. Let's do it step by step. The smog then says, "Lagoy l'tasek b'hen, avol b'shagoy no save no ten b'shabbat, cholek imaus char b'shavet v'cheno ru kol hageonim." The smog discusses a case in which money was given to a non-Jew for an investment. And the non-Jew undertakes this for his own profit, so it can be considered the non-Jew's work, and the Jew may benefit from the profits even if they were gained on Shabbat. Okay? Right, that's a given. Now, the Mordechai says, "Mutar l'tein l'nachri ma'ot me'er b'shabbat l'knot lo b'shabbat v'achal yomar l'nachri k'nei b'shabbat oh, l'mtsor l'v'gadim l'nkor v'achal yomar l'machor v'chal l'v'stama machor v'koneh she'tachbots." The Mordechai says it's mutter to give money to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos to buy things, as long as you don't tell him do it on Shabbos. Okay?
Even though it might be done on Shabbos.
Now, what's the implication of the Mordechai? That this is even if you know he's going to do it on Shabbos.
Right.
Right? I mean, as long as you give him a task and you... Right? As long as you give him a task...
If you don't say do it on
Shabbos. You don't say do it on Shabbos... So Mordechai says, right, that's the problem.
Even
you can't,
if it's going to be done on Shabbos, then it's okay.
Correct. Right? The Goz Maimonio says that's not true. He says, Aser litin moz l'nachem erev Shabbos, shenkel l'machar b'yom ha'shuk. You cannot do this. You cannot give money to your partner, right, to invest for you, or your worker to invest on your behalf, on buying your behalf on Shabbos. Even if you don't say do it on Shabbos, but you know it's going to happen on Shabbos. And he says, "Lo dami l'chol hani d'shar b'yisrael v'mashem v'shalom siris k'tav v'yad nach v'gula d'ayt nam shal kovdi v'yimrezel lasos l'machar okay, asher el l'machar b'yom ha'shuk." And the Agos Maimonides says why? Because Beis Hillel only permits what?
Only if he's paid by...
Giving it someone to do a task when...
There's time to do
it. He could do it not on Shabbos. Right? So what's the machlokes? Right? So what's the machlokes? Right? So look. So the Sefer HaTruma says the problem is that the Beis Hillel says I'm allowed to give it to a guy as long as I don't say do it on Shabbos, because then even if he was obviously going to do it on Shabbos, I paid him by task and I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos.
He had time to not do it.
And
on
therefore, no. According to Mordechai, no. According to the Mordechai, as long as I don't tell him to do it on Shabbos and I pay him by task, it's on his own. It's on his own watch.
So Hillel has a different statement here.
But Hagot Maimoniot says it's not true. Right? If he has to do it on Shabbos, even if I didn't tell him to, then it's us, sir. Okay.
How would you know it's on Shabbat then?
Oh, good. What's that goes my money's case? Where I tell the guy, please buy from me at the wholesale market, and when's the market open? Only on Shabbos. Right? There's a big fair on Shabbos. Only on Shabbos. So according to Mordechai...
What are you expecting then if you know he's going
to
go on Shabbat?
So according to Mordechai, it's still mutter. Why? Because I didn't tell him to buy it on Shabbos and I paid him by task.
But you know the mall's only...
Doesn't matter. According to Mordechai, it doesn't matter. Now, good, give me a lumdus. That goes Maimani makes a lot of sense here. What is that goes Maimani saying? What makes something mutter?
If it's not a possibility that it won't
correct,
be done on Shabbos.
Correct. That I, or I'll put it differently, that I, the Jew, dissociate myself from the work done on Shabbos.
So you
how
say,
do I do that?
You could say, have it done by Monday. You could do it Sunday.
Correct. It's now, according to that goes my money, it makes a lot of sense. What do I need to do to totally dissociate myself from work done on Shabbos?
Give him more time after Shabbos.
Make sure that he could realistically do it not on Shabbos and pay him for the task.
The task that he's doing to do it for
correct.
Himself, not for...
Right? That goes to my mind, it makes a lot of sense.
In this, I would ask, like, okay, if you pay him for the hour, but you give him time to do it not on Shabbos, like
so,
you say get it done by Monday, he could be doing the three
good.
Hours on Sunday.
And that's that goes to my money's point. That I am, even... Right, what's that goes to my money's point? I need to dissociate myself from work done on Shabbos.
No,
how do I do that? If I pay him by task and I give him time realistically...
Yeah.
To do it, not on Shabbos.
I'm saying,
then even if he does it on Shabbos, it's not my problem.
If you give him time realistically to not do it on Shabbos, can you pay him by hour?
No.
Then the 3 hours.
No.
Why?
Because then he's called no. Because that's called no. Because then you work. Then he's working for you on Shabbos.
No.
Remember, the key to all of this is it has to be by task. You can never pay him by hour.
Right, but he has the capability of not doing it on Shabbos.
Doesn't matter.
So if he doesn't...
Doesn't
Shabbos,
matter if he's paying
if
by
he
hour, you're paying him for work on Shabbos.
He,
no.
You're not paying him for
yes,
work.
You are.
You're paying him for
no,
the hours
not true.
Get.
If you're paying him by hour, not true. Because I'm paying him... No, Narishkeit.
If you're paying him
an hour,
he does those 3 hours on Sunday. He chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's his personal choice.
No, but it doesn't matter.
He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos.
Doesn't matter, but you're paying. If you pay someone by hour, even if you don't care when the task is done, right? And they, right? And you have to, they have to give you a receipt, right? I pay you by return receipt,
right?
What does he have to do? He has to detail when he worked. If it's a task, he doesn't have to say what he did for you. But if he's paying you by hour, he has to tell you when.
Well, he could do it Sunday.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Easier for
no.
Him.
Now there's but the
that's,
this is,
no. That's for his needs, though. It's not for
money. That's only task. You're not
even
just
with
so,
hour though. It's
no.
Still his
needs.
No,
because afterwards
no,
you're still paying because
you are
hour.
Paying him for from noon to 3 o'clock on Shabbos.
No, but he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos.
Doesn't matter.
But what if he does?
But he did, and you're not paying
for
his Shabbos.
Needs, though. That's not for your not, needs.
But you're, no, but
you allowed him to do it.
But you're paying by hour.
And
you
got to pay him after.
No, it's not about whether he had to do it on Shabbos. It's whether you are paying him for work done on Shabbos. If you pay him by hour, there's no way.
So if you pay him by task also, you're paying him for the work that he
incorrect.
Did on Shabbos.
No, it's not the
yes.
same.
No. Why is it not the same?
No.
You're
because,
paying him for
Nahum,
the
wait, no, Nahum. If I pay him by task,
yes.
am I paying him for the work he did from 12 to 3 on Shabbos?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, you're not.
No, you're paying for just
you're paying him.
The
no.
That's when he did the work.
No.
Yes, he did the work.
No,
the task is for the
no
the final product. By hour just means the
no,
hour
absolutely not, right?
Why?
Because when he has to give you a bill
yes.
at the end of it, what does that bill say on it?
I did the job.
Not if you're paying by hour, it doesn't. Are you if you work by hour? Have you ever worked by hour?
Yes.
Right on your own time. I've done this.
Yes.
Right. You know what I have to do?
I have to specify when I work.
Yes, you have to write down your hours.
Right.
Which means, when are you paying him for?
The hours that he worked.
Which is when?
Shops.
Good. Okay. If it's a task.
Yes.
When are you paying him for?
What are you paying him for? For the task that was done.
When are you paying him
when,
for?
When, also. When? Well, he worked on Shabbos.
No, because you're not paying
started.
Him for a when. There is no when. You paid him by task. That's the difference.
You paid him before he even
no,
started.
That's it. Listen.
He worked on Shabbos.
No, but listen to the difference. If someone is paid by task, there is no when. There is no when.
You should
he doesn't need to prove to you when. Right? It doesn't matter. He doesn't get it done. That's, again, going back to the example of the locksmith.
Right?
If it's a what, right? I'm paying you to get to fix my door.
Right?
You don't have to tell me when you did it. As long as when I get home, it's done. I don't ask you how long it took.
I don't get it, because you're still paying him for work that was done on Shabbos.
No, you're not.
I mean,
no, you're not.
He did the work on Shabbos.
No, but you're not paying him for the work that he did on Shabbos. You're paying him
for
the fact that the task is done by the deadline. You don't care when he did it. Right? You don't care about the process.
Right.
Right? That's the difference. When you pay by task, you don't care about the process.
Right. But if you pay by time,
you care about the process.
You care about the time he did it.
I don't get.
But you care about the process.
I understand, but I don't get why you can't say that if you give him time that he could do it.
Because
after
you're not
Shabbos.
Allowed to pay someone for work on Shabbos.
But he did it on his needs. He's doing it on.
No,
his
but time. Not if you're paying him by hour.
But he could have done it for
but you
on
are,
Sunday.
But he didn't, and you're paying him by hour,
so if he
which
did,
means the hours for which he will clock in
is on Shabbos.
Think about it. Let's say he's
no,
your, let's say he works in your office.
Yes.
Right? And you have a clock, right? Some of them you literally have a clock in, right? You have to put in your card, right? Right? The card, right? He'll clock in, and it will read that you are paying him
for 12 o'clock to 3.
For 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Shabbat. There's no way of getting around that.
Right?
If it's by task, he never clocks in. And therefore, if he shows up in the office on Shabbos,
yes.
Right? Right? You know, maybe this will make it clear, right? Listen to me for a second. Right? Right? This was, I thought, a good Shaila. Right? Right? There was a following Shaila, right? What happens if... Right? It went to Mara Bazak. The guy, right, he has to put in... right? We'll come back to it later. Right?
I mean, I just don't understand.
You, Nahum, you, a Jew, is not allowed to pay for work
that was done on,
Shabbat.
Yes.
But, listen, if you pay
that's
for hourly...
for you.
No. You're never allowed to pay for work done on Shabbat.
Even if it wasn't done for you.
Correct.
You said you could do this work on Sunday. I gave him this possibility to do on Sunday, but it was easier for the guy to do it on Shabbos.
Then you're not paying for work on Shabbos. Right.
Even if you're paying by hour.
Then you're not allowed to do it because you are paying for work on Shabbos. You're never allowed to pay for work on Shabbos. That's the point. Paying for task makes it that you're
even
not paying
for
Shabbos.
What are you not paying? For my needs.
Correct.
For his needs.
Correct. You're never, ever allowed to pay for work on Shabbos. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
I thought we said that
it ever.
Was his needs.
No. No.
The sharecropper was still a task.
Because we define it. Right? If it is paid by hour, it is considered for you. You cannot pay for work done on Shabbos.
Right.
When you're paying for a task, you are not. You're paying for the fact that it is now done.
Right?
Right? It happened on Shabbos, but you're not paying for the fact that it was done on Shabbos.
Right.
But if it's paid by hour, you are.
The fact that it was done on Shabbos.
You're right. He could have done it a different time, but he didn't. That's the problem. Right? So now, the Gos Maimon makes a lot of sense. How do you explain the Mordechai? Right? Now that we've said this, right? Now, how do you explain the Mordechai? Right? The Mordechai is a bit weird.
What is the...
Right? That goes, my mind, it makes a lot of sense. He says, look, I need, A, to be paid by task, and B, realistically, he had to be able to do it not on Shabbos.
What is Mordechai?
Mordechai says, no. It could be that I'm hiring him to buy things for the market. I mean, the market's only open on Shabbos. But as long as I pay him by task, and I don't say, go on Shabbat, it's mutter.
This makes sense.
Even though he can only do it on Shabbos.
You know the only day to go to the market is Shabbat.
Do it on Shabbos,
but
that's what the Mordechai is saying.
Yeah, but the Mordechai is saying that's the only day it could possibly be done.
Right, but the Mordechai is saying you have to clearly specify to him that you have to do it.
Good, why? Tell me why.
Because then that's you asking him to work on Shabbos.
But why is it mutter? Wait, what is he?
Because
how is he explaining it differently?
On Shabbos, he's choosing to. He's working on Shabbos on his. You want him to get this stuff from the market. If he wants to get it, he has to go on Shabbos. You're not specifically asking him to go on Shabbos.
But you know the only way to get it is on Shabbat, though.
Yes, but you're not asking him to go on Shabbos.
Good. So what does he think? What's he conceptualizing? So, good. So
if you're vague enough to not mention Shabbat, it counts.
But yeah, why? Why? Let's try to figure out what's he getting at. I think what he's saying. What's he saying?
That if he's doing it on his own accord, is your mutter.
Right.
No,
I think
the whole
right.
Issue
meaning
is for you to ask him.
Right, meaning what I think what he's getting at it, right? That goes my money is saying work can't be done for me on Shabbat.
Right,
he's not
doing it for you. He's
right, and therefore, if it can only be done on Shabbos, it doesn't matter how I paid him, how I phrase it. Matthias, he's doing it for me on Shabbos. Mordechai is saying no, I can't
ask
or right, I can't commission work on Shabbos. That's
right.
Really what it is. Right, meaning I actually can have work done for me on Shabbos. I just can't commission it.
Commission.
Right, meaning I can't pay him to work on Shabbos.
Right.
Right? And if I pay him by task and I don't verbalize Shabbos,
then
I am paying him for a task.
Even though the only times to do
even
it
though right
is
like,
on Shabbos.
What he's saying is it's in a chanami. I can have someone work for me on Shabbos. I just can't commission Shabbos work.
This is without the idea of without Leif Neiver and those other factors.
It's not Leif Neiver, right? Leif Neiver's a guy. He's a lot of
it's
Shabbos. It's
different than
it's what?
It's kind of similar.
Oh, and this is where the Mordechai gets. You understand? And this is where the Mordechai.
It's only open from 12 to 3. You're paying him for those 3 hours of
correct.
It's open.
But,
like,
but, and this is where it's very nuanced that the Mordechai is going to tell you, but if I pay for task, then I really am not paying for him to do it, even if that's the only time he can do it. Why? Because I think you'd have to, right? What's the Mordechai saying? Really, what am I doing? Right? Meaning, yes, I'm realistically
you're
telling
him. Asking him to get this job done.
Right, meaning, even though the market's only open on Sunday, on Shabbos, I'm asking him to make sure that I have the merchandise by Sunday morning.
Right.
Right, and so as long as I don't say Shabbos,
I hear this.
Well, let's try to push it a little bit more. What's the Mordechai really saying? Let's say the market's only open on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But let's say the guy would miss the market on Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, he'd go back to the vendors and say, you know, I really, really need you to do me a favor. No, and he would go back to the vendors and say, I really need a favor.
Oh, and they would open up the...
Right, and they'd be open up for him. So then would the guy care?
No.
No. So what's the Mordechai... I think what the Mordechai's getting at is, yes, you know he's going to do it on Shabbos. But in the end of the day, you don't really care. Right?
You just want the task done.
You want it done, right? It's probably going to be done on Shabbos. That's really likely what's going to happen.
I don't like this.
Right?
Obviously, they care that it's done on Shabbos because...
Good. Now the Taz pushes this Mordechai farther. And he says, nearly. Denokat yoma deshuka debezeh afilam eno maskar fair shikin with Shabbos el nosin lo mol shikin ostam. Uva ozo makam eno matzir liknos. Ki im b'Shabbos yoma deshuka kumosha ragal eres ktanos hafe leke maskar yoma Shabbos beferash. So he takes, right, he explains the Hagos Maimuni, right, and he says, right, what's the Hagos Maimuni saying? It's a problem why? The more Machmir position. Because if you know the market's only open on Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu, you said,
work
on Shabbos. Right, which is a little bit different than we phrased it. Right, the Taz is saying it's as if you said it explicitly. I'm saying it also prevents you from dissociating yourself from it. Right, but he says according to Hagos Maimoni, what would definitely solve the problem as long as the market's open sometimes on other days. Right, meaning, all you need to do is remove inevitability, and it'll be fine.
It might be open Sunday.
Sometimes it's open Sundays, too. Right, I mean, you tell me you need it Monday,
right?
Usually it's open just on Shabbos, but if it's a really good market day, or they have leftover merchandise,
they'll sell
on Sunday. They say on Sunday, right? Whatever. So, you need to think about that. It says, "Venirali od, da'filu b'hanu d'matirin, beis hilo ma'shemesh, go nosin l'kovez, akom yish isterim, nosin l'akelim, samuch l'shabbos, lem b'motzei Shabbos." So he says, based on the goes maimini, right? It should be ushered to what?
To even go to...
Right? Look at what I'm saying. Look at what I'm reading. It says, therefore, it's ushered to give your clothes to the dry cleaner and say at 4 o'clock in Erev Shabbos and say, I need it, 8 o'clock Motzei Shabbos.
Right? Well, Shabbos will be over then.
Correct. But according to the goes Maimony,
yeah.
You know now
he's going to do it
on Shabbos, and that's ushered.
Yeah, but there's that slight chance he'll do it right on Shabbos.
But he's not, right? You give it to him 4 o'clock, and yes. You know it takes 6 hours, right? There is not time, right? So, now based on this understanding of the Taz, right, that I'm never allowed to do something which is essentially like saying explicitly, I want you to do it on Shabbos, right? Mishnah Brura, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchaza, Paskin Le Chumra. Right? That you cannot do this. We pass on like goes Maimoni as understood by the Taz. Okay? The Beis Yosef understands this differently. And he says, no, nearly. Right, he understands that...
Like the Mordechai.
Yeah, the Hagos Maimoni is not really that different from the Mordechai, right? And he says... Right, he says, no, right, Hagos Maimoni, it's only really where I say, do it on Shabbos. Right, and the shuk, right, he doesn't mean dafka the shuk. He doesn't mean when it's impossible. It means, like, if I tell him, look, buy it at the shuk... Right, that's like the equivalent of saying it, right? And therefore, according to Beis Yosef, he really paskins much more like the Mordechai, right? and brings the Gaz Maimoni closer to the Mordechai. That's how he paskins in Shulchan Aruch, right? Then Mutter Lates Laino Yehudi Moz Me'erev Shabbos Likanos Lo Buvachal Yomer Lo Kenei B'Shabbos. So Lahalacha. So as we saw, the Ashkenazi psak in general is
not to
is to be machmir, right? Is to
we don't ask
someone to go do something even without saying do it on Shabbos if we know realistically he's going to do it on Shabbos. However, Bavadi Yosef writes that Sfardim can rely on Shulchan Aruch. Right, and therefore, right, his question was: can I give my car to the mechanic on Erev Shabbos and ask for it right after Shabbos or early Sunday morning when I know realistically he has to do it on Shabbos? And he says that it is mutter.
The mechanic is mutter.
Right. Mutter lo yidlai zechavol tikkun eitzal masach shal goyish gobel av goyim berf. Shabbos amanashu chalakan chazar b'yom rishon. Ofen shchum tashlum asuyum avur avodosav. Vachay yeshus. Mistabik of Tate Gunnibar of Shabbos, and Monte Shabbos, I feel my goyim of Tate Gunnibar of Yom Shabbos, Mutter Hove, and Omer Lagoy Lavad, Bishabbos, and Komakum, Makum Torah, I feel my Kreik, Tarka Goy Lavad, Gam Bishabbos, Lasham, as a Gunnim, Yish Latir, Chenu Ashkenazim, Machmir, and Bazem, and Kilim, Yish Bazem, Masha, Yismacho. Right, he says, Lichat Chila, obviously, you should give him time to do it not on Shabbos, right, like the Ashkenazim. He says, Bishasat Chak, there's no choice. Then as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, there's room to be makel.
Right.
Correct. So he says, Ashkenazim, he thinks, have, right, no heter.
No,
and Sephardim, b'shas atchak.
No heter for time bound.
If you really, really need to, so then he thinks that you can, then you can do it.
Is there a thing that they do currently, if the malls, if the store is open on Shabbat, you shouldn't shop there regularly during the week?
No.
It's only if it's owned by a Jew.
There's still no problem.
Really?
Why would there be a problem?
There's a big Jewish store is opened on Shabbos. If the mall in Miramodim is open on Shabbos,
big
shop there during the week?
Yeah, why not?
I know. I heard when I was leaving Ashdod, they told me.
Yeah,
this big mall that they just opened is problematic because it's owned by a Jew and they open the stores on Shabbat.
So what?
And people.
So what?
And they said.
So what?
What?
So what?
He told me that there's people that wouldn't shop during the week then if it's open on as well on Shabbat.
Why? Give me logic for that.
I don't know the logic for that. That's why I'm asking.
Why?
Yeah, I'm also just as curious.
Why? If it's a restaurant, right, that's open on Shabbos, then there's a problem, right, that he might not have ne'amanos, right? We might not be able to believe that he's going to keep kosher. That's a different story. Usually in a stomp store, what do you... I don't understand. In America, you don't shop at stores of people who are not Shomer Shabbos?
We don't think the owner of Costco is Jewish or the Publix.
You think none of the stores you go to are owned by Jews?
True. Well, I mean,
by non Shomer Shabbos Jews, really? None of them?
No, I know some would be like.
And you don't go to them?
Like BJ, no. BJ's, you don't go to. We don't go
you don't
to,
go to them. Bishita.
I've gone once in my life with my parents.
No, I'm saying like Bishita. Like not because you happen not to. Like every store you go into, you ask. Is the owner of this store a non-Shomer Shabbos Jew? And then you walk out?
No, we don't.
People do it out of protest. People do it because they don't want to be machzik in the Ovri Avera. Right? That's the potential problem. But I'm not sure it's not this problem. Right? It might be a different problem, machzik in the Ovri Avera, but I'm not really sure that you buying from him ever is supporting his violation of Shabbos. And machzik in the Ovri Avera... Right, usually talks about supporting him in his violation of Isurim.
If you buy on Shabbos. Well, that's a different story.
You can't buy on Shabbos. That's obviously a problem. You can come up with Shilas, maybe, to go right after Shabbos with things that he might have brought in on Shabbos, fine. But to go on a Tuesday?
It's not a problem.
Right?
It's not going to keep his store open on Shabbos.
Okay. Look, these things do come up. I don't know if you want to read. Do you want to read a practical shaila, or do you want to just know that
like
these come up?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so Maria Bazak, they got this shaila that someone. I'll say it outside, right? He said that basically someone wants to ask me a shaila sort of like this, right? He has someone who works for him, and he, for his business, he really needs, there's an important, whatever, it's a fair the next day on Shabbos, mm-hmm. Right? He wants to know whether he can appoint a non-Jew to buy this stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
Or let's say...
Right? So, and it's going to happen on Shabbos, you'll let it do that. So he says, right, according to Shulchan Aruch, right. So he says, look, what's the best way of doing it? Right? The best way of doing it that will help everybody, what's the best way of doing it? This is based on another Sifan Shulchan Aruch, and this is always a solution.
Just pay him to get it done.
So no, there's an even better solution, which is tell him, buy everything and I'll buy it off you on Sunday.
That's smart.
Right? So that's the best solution. right? Because that solves it for everybody. Because then what do you
are
say?
Are you going to give him money before? Like you're
right,
buying it off
and the prima so the prima goddam says the best way to do it is to not even use your money, right? Not give him money, but is to let him buy it on his own money.
Are you allowed to give him money? Like here, I'm giving you a gift, and then you buy this off.
Well, so then it's his money.
Right, but then he gives it to you.
Then the market thing
would look, the prima goddam says the best way, okay, right, to give you the practical solution, the best way of doing this is to tell the guy, look, buy all the stuff and I'll buy it to you on Sunday. And if you want to be nice, what's the best way of doing it?
Give him a gift.
No, yes, just tell the guy, buy it, I'll buy it to you at a 10% markup on Sunday. And that's your salary.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Dope. Right, think about it, right? It's a great way of buying it, right? Instead of sending a salary for him, say...
I'm still kind of paying for
him. No, but...
Oh, no, he bought it for himself.
He bought it for himself, and I'll buy it off you on Sunday at a 10% markup.
He's normally going to buy this stuff.
Doesn't matter. Right, at the end of the day...
You're asking him to put something extra on his carriage for
it. Doesn't... No, for him.
But he wouldn't normally buy this.
Doesn't matter, but you're not buying... No, but you understand. He's not buying it for you. He's buying it for him. Right,
he's
said...
Luckily, he's not buying it for you.
Buying it with his money is as if he's doing it for himself. So therefore, and then you buying it off him afterward doesn't do anything to the grocery store.
The
Mordecai's case is with them be available now. If he goes to the market, go to the market, but it's only open to Shabbat. Buy it yourself, and then I'll buy it off.
So I could go to the grocery store. Like let's say there's non-electronic doors, there's no sensors or anything, and I can walk in and say, "Hey, my friend, can you put this in your carriage for?" And I'll buy it off of you tomorrow. Like,
well, yeah.
You do them with
Well, no, you can't say that on Shabbos.
Right. But
what do we do with chametz? We give it away, we buy it back. Even though we know we're going to get it back.
Well, that's different.
No, that's exactly the same.
It's gone for...
That's
the
point.
It's literally his for
the time
that you're allowed to have
it.
It
only works... You say, we tell them, we will probably buy it back from you.
Yeah.
Right.
And why is it butter? Because at the end of the day, you haven't bought it back yet. It's his.
You know you're going to get the chametz back. You know he's
not... Doesn't matter. And if he turned around to you tomorrow and said, you know what? I've decided I want to go into business for myself. What taina could you have on him?
Nothing.
Nothing. And therefore, it's for him.
It is his.
Good. Okay. Next step. What happens if you did everything right, you checked all the boxes, and now you want to benefit from the work not on Sunday, but on Shabbos itself? You gave it to the guy on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You said, I'm paying you by task. Give it to me by Sunday. Mm-hmm. You happen to see him in the street on Shabbos, and he says, hey, it's done. You want it?
You can't tell him. I don't know what you're talking
about.
What
are you allowed to take?
What do you mean you don't know?
I know, because I don't know if you're... If you know he did it on...
Your dry cleaner. He says, you want me to deliver it, right? You see the guy. He's your next-door neighbor, right? He always just brings it home for you anyways. Right, you know, he does you a favor. He always delivers it for you because he lives next door to you. Fine.
Well, yeah,
so you gave it to him.
He asked you, so then you'd be okay.
You gave it to him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You said, get it to me by Sunday.
And it's Shabbos.
And it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos.
But he might have done.
No,
it.
Listen. It's Shabbos.
Sunday morning. He just
right?
asked if you want the clothes.
It's Shabbos afternoon.
Yeah.
And he comes over to you and he says, "Look, I did your dry cleaning this morning. Do you want it?
I don't think.
Yes,
I think."
Right? You understand? Yeah. You know now. You know it's on Shabbos. So this
is
good. So let's continue. So this is Machlok. It's shown in the Shabbula Loket says calls the Mishnah Beis Hillel Yosef Malach LeBishchar Shabbos Lo Shemino BeShabbos Coming Tougher for God the BeShabbos Shil BeShem BeYom the Mishnah Shlemi Sheni Berkol Kizvei VeNachrichid Like His Name Mishtamish Lo Leisrael BeMishli Yisrael Aser Alma Kolacha Shasav Anachre Abor Yisrael Aser Lanas Mimena VeLo Tirkan Al Shasav BeShabbos Lo Yena Mimena Shabbula Loket says Aser Why.
Oh.
Guys, tell me
because
why.
Because he told you he did it on Shabbat.
And?
So you're going to be benefiting.
To work for you on...
Because remember we talked about the category of Hanal Mimlechet Goy?
Ah, right.
He says, if you use it on Shabbos, it's not Hanal Mimlechet Goy. If you get it on Sunday, it's not. But if you do it on Shabbos...
It's your help. It's his benefit. It's
but
the
Ron says, nah. No. The Ron says, nah. It's mutter. You know why?
Because he still wants it. He just wanted to give it to you.
Good. Before you even look at the Ron, you should have looked at the Ron. Before you look at the Ron,
you paid
right?
him to get it done. You didn't
and
you
it got done.
Do it and
it got done.
It and happened. And we had said
had
that why is it mutter to pay by task? Because
it's not working.
It makes it halachically that he's doing it
for himself.
For himself. And do you remember the rule? In Hanam Malachet Goy, when are you allowed to benefit from what a guy does?
When he's doing it for himself.
If he did it for himself.
Yeah.
The ramp for himself.
Correct. And the Ron says, wait a second. If the logic behind permitting contract work is that halachically it's viewed as
a
he did it for himself, then it's mutter even for him to give it to you if you've been to Devon Shabbos. Right?
I think the problem is just
how do we pasken?
Probably like the
so Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, correct. Shulchan Aruch is Mekil. Shulchan Aruch is Mekil. The Ashkenazi is that you should wait until Motzei Shabbos with the amount of time it could have been done, because Kadesh Yaseh, right? And but lechatchila, and you should be machmir. But he says b'di'eved, you can rely on the Ran if you need it. So let's say. Right? So you have a suit on, and you want to impress people with your suit.
Or if you ripped your other suit.
Correct. Right? So according to the Ramah, right? Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. But what happens? He comes to you 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a long Shabbos. Right? And you just ripped your suit. Right? It's your only suit. And he says, you know, I see you ripped your suit. You know, I got your suit done early this morning. You know, I know he's going to give it to you tomorrow, but do you need your suit? The Ramah would say,
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's fine.
I think the problem is that he says that he did it on Shabbat. If he just told you, I have your suit done if you want it.
Okay, so next question, right? Now the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says that this is only Bid'araisa. But if the work he did was only Midrabanan, then he thinks that you can rely on Shulchan Aruch Lechatchila. Right? So therefore, if he washed your clothes, then Lechatchila you shouldn't do it. But if he... So his example was whatever. Come up with something. I don't know.
Starched your shirt?
Yeah, they starched the collars to make them harder.
That's probably d'oraisa. All those things.
It's not clean.
There's basically nothing you can do with shirts. It would be whatever. That's what he
clothes
said. Okay.
Clothes are in the d'oraisa category.
Basically always. Yeah.
He wrote one letter on your envelope.
Just before we go on, there was another interesting shot that they had, which was what can you allow your banker to do, like Havara Banka Eat for you on Shabbos?
What's that?
Bank transfer for you on Shabbos, paying your bills. He thinks yes.
Well,
right, the Maharei Bazak thinks yes.
Does he know you do the transfer on Shabbat?
So the
my
case,
dad
this is the case.
Pays,
so the case is that it pays. Let's say all your bills just get paid on the first of the month, and it happens to fall out on Shabbos.
Then
can you let it go?
Yeah.
But can you let it go?
Yeah.
Even though now you're paying. So they say yeah, because at the end of the day you don't really care, right?
As
like,
long as it gets paid.
Right.
Task is to get paid. It happens.
Right,
to be
and he says also, because they don't have to do it on Shabbos, that if they wanted to be open, they could do it at 8 p.m. after Shabbos is over.
Right.
They don't, realistically, they're doing during bank hours, but you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. Right, you said, and if he had done it on the 31st,
it's like the market. It's
right?
Like the market.
Now they just note, right, you might have said, well, I don't care if you do it on the 31st, right? It's not true you do, because a lot of people, your salary only comes in on the 1st, right? So you might actually care. So, okay. Anyways. In the Harchavot, they deal very quickly with another shayla, which is, okay, so back to our case, right? Is this only where, you know, your next-door neighbor, the dry cleaner, comes and says, hey, I have your suit? Or, if your suit rips, you're allowed to say, you know what? I'm going to go to my next-door neighbor, the dry cleaner,
then no,
and pick it up.
Well, there
so there, the Ramah says...
He's clearly doing the work for you.
So there, the Ramah says, awesome. Right? The Ramah says, that's not even... Right, that's not a chachilah b'di'eved. You can't. Right, he says v'dafka im shagar lo einu leveso. Right, it's only if your neighbor says, "Here's your suit." You can't go to his house and get it.
Right.
I will also look at chachilah b'di'eved uman b'shabbos yom tov. Now, why?
Because you're benefiting on Shabbat.
No, you're not.
What, you're taking. You're
no, we just said you're not.
Said you're not, but he's clearly.
You were paid by task. He was meant to give it to Sunday.
Yeah, fine. But you're going on Shabbat to get a suit for him now.
Going to your next door neighbor.
He's clearly doing the work for
why?
You. Though.
We just said it's mutter because he paid by task. It's done.
Oh.
Paid by task. He happens to mention, I have your suit waiting for me. You're waiting for you. Do you want it?
Right.
Right?
And then you but
and you go to the store rather than him bringing it to you.
Oh.
Why is that us, sir?
Didn't you say he did it on... He said again he did it on Shabbat?
And we just said that that's mutter.
Uh-huh. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter?
We just said this. You paid by task. You told him Sunday... Right? You told him on Wednesday to give it to you Sunday, and you happen to see him on Shabbos, and he tells you...
I want
to
go with the
RSI. It's ready. We already said that's mutter for Sfardim and...
I want to go with the RSI.
So the Prima Gadim just says... So the Ola Shabbos says what Nachum says, which is Maris Ayin. right? Because it just looks wrong, right? If your neck
out, just go with the RSI.
Right? And the Prima Gaddim says, and the Prima Gaddim says, it's Uvdin Dachal. It's just not Shabbistik. Yeah. Right? What's the Nafkamina?
If it's in private.
If you did it, would you be Chayim Isur?
No, this is all the Rabbanan.
Oh.
No, is what, can you ask a guy to pick it up for you?
Ah.
Go get your.
If it's Uvdin Dachal, no.
No.
If it's Mar Zion,
no.
Yes.
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 Because.
Wait, you could ask him. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're asking a guy to pick it up and bring it to your house, which is no worse than your next door, you know, your neighbor.
Doing it, like, asking
right?
you.
Bring it to
right?
you.
Bringing it to you, right? That's going to be the Nafkamina. Okay, fine.
When in doubt, there's those two titanium sheets of Uvdin Dachal and Mar
Zion. Mar Zion and Uvdin Dachal.
Correct. Correct. Okay, tomorrow what we'll do in this. Finally, we are actually back at our sugya. With all this background, we are now back at our sugya, so tomorrow we'll actually start it, which was joint work. Avodah mishutefet. Right? That's
yes.
Remember that's how we got to this?
Yes.
Remember?
A while ago,
right?
Yes.
But by the way, do you understand now, originally I didn't want to go through all the background because I was like, it'll take us forever.
Right.
But now you understand why I then backpedaled and said, you know what, we're not going to understand it. Because,
yeah.
Right? Again, we haven't gone into super depth on everything, and you understand, even not doing in super depth,
right.
The amount we've done just to get to a basic understanding of what we're about to talk about.
Still a lot.
Correct. But I hope you've gotten a lot of important yesodot, because this stuff that comes up all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And understanding even the basics of it, and the basic lumdus, and the basic issues are very important. Okay, so we'll stop there. We'll continue tomorrow.